And welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities mining in the junior resource sector. And joining us on the line is the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulp. Mickey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Rob, and you?
Pretty good. Spring is finally settling in here in southern Ontario after a stretch of soggy, wet weather, but the sun's out. Temperatures rising. What's also rising, Mickey, it would appear, are bullish comments in terms of observations about what is happening in the zinc market today, and that's the commodity that we are focusing on. What's happening out there right now?
Well, I'll preface my remarks by saying I've been a perma-bear about zinc for essentially 25 years of my speculating career, because it's just the supply-demand fundamentals were never compelling. There would be short-term shortages, but they didn't last very long. Price was not sustainable. But I've started to rethink that. We've looked at zinc. It bottomed once again in that magical day of January 20th of 2016 at 65 cents. And the zinc price has more than doubled since then, Rob.
So this is a monumental occasion, Mickey. You're changing your view after 25 years.
Right. Zinc's no longer a four-letter word.
Okay.
Well, it still is, but not right in the context, let's say.
Okay. Well, I've read, Mickey, that I've seen the zinc market today being described as having the tightest supply picture on the commodities scene today. Is that an accurate description or a bit of an exaggeration? What do you think?
No, I think that's very accurate. There's this big supply squeeze going on with a scarcity of zinc concentrates, Rob. And a lot of this has to do with there were two big mines shut down over the last, say, couple of years, Century in Australia, Lachine in Ireland. And, we've got a global zinc shortage right now. Production was off over 6% last year, and demand keeps growing. So this appears real at this stage.
Okay, well, this is a great time for this conversation, Mickey, because I'm looking at a Reuters story in front of me that was dated just yesterday. That story saying that the global zinc market actually moved into a deficit position in March of 46,000 tons from a surplus of just over 40,000 tons in February. So, and that's based on information from the International Lead and Zinc Study Group. So a great time for this conversation. One wonders, do you see those market conditions persisting?
Well, I think so, because there's no build out. So there's no new supply coming on stream in the foreseeable future. And with the demand for steel, and bear in mind that zinc's used about 60% for galvanizing steel. Strong demand for steel projected, and where's the zinc going to come from? And that's the big question right now. So I would think for at least the next 2 or 3 years, it's going to be severe supply shortages in the zinc market, and really that has been reflected in the rising price. And I should also mention, Rob, that worldwide inventories are way down from the high that was hit, if memory serves, in about 2013. It's off 70% in terms of inventories since that period of time. So we're looking at very low inventories, down 17% in 2017. You've got some big zinc companies, the world's largest, Nystar, a Belgium company, still burdened by immense debt. Smelter charges, because of the scarcity of zinc concentrates, these smelters are desperate. And we're looking at base benchmark contracts, if you will, that are at 10, 12-year lows right now in terms of price.
Yeah, you mentioned supplies of zinc on the global stage. I don't know how these stats compare with what you found, Mickey, but I'm seeing that LME zinc stockpiles now around 170,000 tons, lowest level in since 2006.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think I said 10 to 12 years,
yep.
but I'll stand corrected. And yes, since 11 years going now.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at my chart here of global zinc inventories. You know, it was well over 1.5 million tons in, what is that, early 2013,
mm-hmm.
The end of 2012, early 2013, and right now we're looking at around 600,000 tons. So that's really significant. There just isn't a ready supply of zinc, and once again, nothing on the horizon.
Okay, nothing on the horizon, and the big thing that zinc has going for it, and you touched on this earlier, Mickey, is that it's used as an anti-corrosion agent. Galvanization in you know, it's used for coating of iron and steel. And if we've got the demand for iron and steel picking up, that just means an increased demand for zinc, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does. Should also mention that brass and bronze and
mm-hmm.
and zinc based alloys are another important use, and there is some substitution that can be done on that, especially lowering the content of zinc and brass. But for the most part, the world's looking at a significant deficit in the zinc market, I would say, at least through 2019-2020.
Okay. The demand for this particular commodity, is this a story that it depends largely on China like so many other commodities, Mickey, or is it more than that?
Well, it's more than that, Rob, but it, you know, once again, is very much dependent on China. China's the world's, actually the world's largest producer of zinc and the world's largest consumer of zinc. In production in China, a lot of small mines, unlicensed mines, that are being shut down too, and that's mm-hmm. certainly affecting the price projection.
Okay.
Also.
Okay. Now, speaking of the price, now you mentioned like on a 12-month basis, we've seen a big jump in the price of zinc. Year to date, though, it's been a very choppy trade, and it really hasn't been able to mount a sticky move higher. I'll play devil's advocate here. Could that be the sign of a possible market top and that investors at this particular level are not willing to follow the price higher?
Well, I think what happened, if you look at the chart in late January of 2016, it bottomed at 65 cents, and it was pretty much straight up with you know, a spiky chart, but
mm-hmm.
metal prices are always spiky because they're speculative markets. But it hit a high in the early part of this year of $1.34, $1.35. That was the high since 2007 during the preceding the global economic crisis when commodities went nuts. I think zinc price hit 208.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say from $1.34 briefly, it's now settled into a range of 115 to 120, so it's come off a bit. I think that's sustainable. You know, I think really what happened is all commodities spiked here in the early part of the year in Q1, and a lot of that was driven by the demand for iron ore.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese came in and really started importing a lot of iron ore, and I think that carried a lot of the other, especially the base metals, up with it. Now that's eased off a bit, but
mm-hmm.
you know, this price we're sitting at right now, I don't see why that's not sustainable going forward, mm-hmm. at least in the short term.
Okay, well, the World Bank, Mickey, certainly shares your bullish view on zinc and its commodities markets outlook that it issued recently. It said that zinc had the brightest prospects this year. It's talking about a possible jump of just over 30% in the price before we hit 2018. So,
well, Rob, you know, I mean, to show you how crazy this can be, I looked at a report out of the UK made this month, and their price forecast overall year average price forecast for zinc.
Mm-hmm.
And made in May, okay? This
right.
is recent. $1.41 a pound. So,
okay.
You know, people are very bullish on zinc. And when these kind of bull consensus gets started, everybody kind of jumps on the bandwagon. I'm not ready to do that, but I think we're going to have a good zinc price for, say, the at least in the midterm, looking out 2 to 3 years.
Okay. From an investing standpoint, Mickey, how do you jump into this market at this particular point in time and make money? What do you focus on?
Well, I'll tell you what I've done recently is I've put some speculative dollars into a new zinc company in Ireland, a startup company, and people can go on the website and look at my Mercenary Musings page and sign up to get that report. And so I'm active in the zinc market, and there's plenty of companies out there that are involved in zinc exploration, a couple of advanced projects, so there's certainly ways to speculate in the zinc market going forward.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up on that note. Mickey, great to catch up with you, and we'll reconnect in about a month's time.
All right, look forward to it, Rob. Thanks.
That's Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com, and you can always hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.